This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. I'm Sean Tubbs. A new nonpartisan political advocacy group has been formed in Charlottesville to give area voters more information on issues facing Central Virginia. I spoke with Brian Wheeler, Executive Director of Charlottesville Tomorrow, this week in his offices at Court Square, to find out more about this new kind of media advocacy group. Brian, can you tell me just a little bit about what Charlottesville Tomorrow is and why you decided to create this group?
Charlottesville Tomorrow is a new nonpartisan community organization that's going to focus on land use, transportation, and community design issues. We are interested in getting the public personally engaged in those topics and letting their elected officials know what they think about them.
Now, that sounds like kind of a challenge to get people interested in the minutiae of public planning. How do you plan to get people interested in these types of things?
Charlottesville Tomorrow is going to try to engage the public in a lot of different ways. We're certainly going to use technology and our website, and we hope people will come visit seavilletomorrow.org. We're also going to be knocking on doors, though, and leaving information and mailing people information about these issues. Our mode of operation is going to be to study an issue, make sure we understand it, and talk to all the stakeholders who are involved, collect information wherever we can find it, and get the experts that we need to help us understand a particular community issue. The one we've started with is the local water supply. There's a big decision in front of our city council and board of supervisors on how we're going to prepare for the next drought and make sure we have enough water for growth. So on the website, we have two pages related to that issue. The first page is a summary of where we are with the water supply debate, where we are, what options are on the table. And then another page is how you take action. And you can let people know with the click of a button which option you prefer. One of the things that's interesting about Charlottesville Tomorrow is that we're not telling people what to say. We are looking at the issue and trying to give, be a respected voice on what's at stake, what the information is, whether it's the cost, environmental issues, what's in the best interest of the community. Put that information out there, let the public come to its own conclusion, and then make their voice heard to our elected officials.
That sounds like quite a mantle to take on and quite a burden to be the person who sort of helps everyone else figure it out. Have groups like this existed in the past, or is this something new, or what could you compare this kind of a venture to, maybe outside of Charlottesville?
I'm not aware of something exactly like what we've set up with Charlottesville Tomorrow. We do have an ambitious agenda. We've focused in, though, on just a few issues for the next year. So we're going to focus on the local water supply, on protecting our rural areas in the county, and also on quality growth. We've got designated growth areas in the city of Charlottesville, in Crozet, up 29 North. We want to make sure that that is quality development. Charlottesville Tomorrow believes, the public wants to maintain, our quality of life here, but we've got a challenge. As a number one rated community, we know we're going to grow. What we want to do is make sure that's quality growth and that our quality of living is not sacrificed. With respect to other organizations, we're similar to some in that we're taking this nonpartisan approach. We're not going to endorse any candidates. We're not going to give them resources for their campaigns, financial or otherwise. But at the same time, we want to make sure that the public is educated about who's running. So we're going to be definitely engaged in elections. And this fall, we're focusing on the County Board of Supervisors, which has three seats up. Next May, we'll focus on City Council. And so we're similar in that there are other groups out there providing information. The League of Women Voters comes to mind. There are other organizations that have memberships, like the business community, the Chamber of Commerce, which we are a member of. Chamber is typically known, for representing the interest of its business members. We're different in that what we're trying to do is represent the interest of the public at large. And we would encourage everyone to come to the site and ask questions. We've got a blog, so it can be a two-way communication. People can come to the internet blog, post a question. They can respond to other issues that we put out there. So we're different in that we're using technology as effectively as possible. For example, on the water supply, there is a first-ever illustration of the two options being discussed for the two pipelines. One pipeline would go to the James River to get more water. Another pipeline in Charlottesville would connect two of our existing reservoirs. The public's never had a picture to look at. And so we want to be known for putting a picture on a complex problem and making it easy for the public to understand what's at stake. We can also have the website be a repository for all sorts of information, additional reading, white papers, and more in-depth content than you typically find in a local news media source.
Now, you are an elected member of the Albemarle County School Board, which is technically a nonpartisan position, but yet there's maybe some partisanship in there somewhere. I'm wondering, can you really have a nonpartisan group in a community with as many different stakeholders who are all over the political map in a town like Charlottesville?
That's a great question, Sean. Can we be nonpartisan? And that is how we've set up Charlottesville Tomorrow, is to be a nonpartisan organization. The way we're going to do that is we're not going to endorse any candidates, and we're not going to tell, so as a result, we're not telling anyone how to vote. What we're telling the public to do is get involved, be engaged. We can make better decisions if more of us are involved, and we want to make sure that all the options are getting on the table for our decision makers to examine. You mentioned me being on the school board. This work that I'm doing with Charlottesville Tomorrow, I think of as my day job. It is my day job, but my evening job is representing the community as a member of the county school board. But two totally different hats. Like the school board, though, I'll take a nonpartisan focus on this. And my board is insisting on that. The board of Charlottesville Tomorrow is insisting that we be nonpartisan and fair to all the candidates. Our website has, I think, the only one-page resource today that outlines all the candidates who are running for Board of Supervisors, has links to their information, and also has all the information about the candidate forums. So in a fair way, we said to all the candidates, please come, give us your information. We'll put that on our site. The other thing to keep in mind is that our board represents all different political beliefs. So in seeking the board to put together Charlottesville Tomorrow and launch this organization, we went looking for Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. And we've got all of those represented on our board.
So we all live pretty busy lives out there, and these sorts of things kind of pass. And I guess my concern is that how do you really get people to take on the responsibility of being a citizen, to pay attention to these things? Will Charlottesville Tomorrow try to inspire people to the basic citizenship, or is that something that's left to other organizations?
Well, that's something certainly a lot of organizations are going to try to do. Charlottesville Tomorrow is going to inspire people to take action and get involved. There's a book written by a woman here in Charlottesville. Her name is Suzanne Morse, and she wrote a book called Smart Communities. One of the best quotes in that book, in my mind, is she says, "Democracy is when people decide what kind of community they want, not necessarily what kind of party they want to support." And that's what we want to inspire. We want to inspire people to get involved and decide how we're going to grow. And I think that's backed up by some survey results. The University of Virginia did a survey recently in Albemarle County, asked the public what was at the top of their list of worries. And number one was how we're managing growth. So we know we have a public that's concerned about growth issues. Charlottesville Tomorrow wants to give them one resource where they can come to our website, seavilletomorrow.org, and they can get information about some of the critical issues, not all of them, and we can't be an expert on all these issues. But on the issues of transportation, land use, community design, we want the public to know that they can come and get a nonpartisan, respected voice from our community about these issues, and they can use that as a resource to help them make up their mind about who they want to support, that's running for office, and what issues they want to get involved with. It's easy to get people involved on a backyard issue. What Charlottesville Tomorrow wants to do is make everyone think about our community as their backyard.
Well, thanks for speaking with me today, Brian. I certainly appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you very much, Sean. Appreciate your work.
This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. I'm Sean Tubbs. The Charlottesville Podcasting Network is a public service of Wordcast Productions. Give us a call at 295-6609 or send us an email to feedback@seavillepodcast.com. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening.